Imagine a world where people don't brush their teeth, there are no dentists, and yet there are almost no cavities.
Sounds impossible, right?
But that is the truth about our ancestors. Hunters and gatherers, and even early farming communities, had significantly better dental health than we have today. So why are modern human beings with all of our technological advances struggling with tooth decay? And more importantly, what can you do to reclaim the natural health of your teeth? Today, we're going to explore the dietary factors that have contributed to poor dental health over time. We're going to talk about what this has done to our skeletal structure and our appearance, and what we can do to turn things around. I'm Dr. Nirvani Umadat, a dentist, researcher, and entrepreneur. And through this podcast, I'll show you how to tap into the innate intelligence within you and elevate your mind, body, and soul so that you can become superhuman. Now, let's sink our teeth into this topic. The transition from hunter-gatherer diets to agricultural and then industrial diets has significantly impacted our overall oral health. There are many peer-reviewed studies that indicate that dental caries or cavities, although they were somewhat present in pre-agricultural times, have definitely become more prevalent, and the rates have increased over time with our modern diet. Research examining skeletal remains shows that dental caries became more prevalent with the advent of agricultural practices, particularly due to the consumption of complex carbohydrates like wheat and processed grains. This trend actually worsened or intensified during the Industrial Revolution, where there was now widespread availability of refined sugars and processed foods. And this is something that Weston Price, a dentist and researcher, not only examined, but also wrote extensively about almost 100 years ago now, noting the differences in communities that had access to more processed or industrialized foods versus communities with the same ethnic background and same cultural background that were eating and consuming food that was much closer to natural forms. A study that was published about 10 years ago found that the evidence of cavities or cariogenic development in Paleolithic populations was very low, suggesting that tooth decay was not really an issue or a concern in the particular population that was studied. And then a similar study evaluating Neolithic populations, so population that would have post-dated the Paleolithic people, showed that nearly 70% of adults had developed some kind of caries or cavity process in their teeth. And that was a big shift through dietary and food processing practices. Now, the Industrial Revolution marked another shift or another turning point for how food was being grown, food was being processed, and then consumed. Diets throughout the Industrial Revolution became even more consumed with refined sugars and higher sugar concentrations and consumption. There was a study done in the European Journal of Epidemiology looking at sugar intake and its effects on the bacteria Streptococcus mutans, which is often linked to the development of cavities in dental literature. And there was a sharp increase in cavity development
throughout the industrialized era when these refined sugars were being consumed at higher amounts. And it was even postulated that with the advent of these new industrial processes, we were seeing what was termed as agro-industrialized teeth, meaning that the state of our dental health and the state of our teeth was a reflection of what was happening in the overall processing systems of our food. And this suggests that modern dietary practices are leading to an environment that is not necessarily supporting really strong tooth health, really strong dental health, and has actually really highlighted this fact that our evolutionary adaptations as humans have not adapted to the situations that we've created environmentally. So through our practices of convenience and modernity, we actually haven't really matched those developments as far as what our biology is showing us. Studies that have compared modern populations to ancestral populations have consistently shown that we are seeing poorer dental health today than we had in the past. There was a study that was done reviewing almost 300 people in Sudan, and they found that people in this Sudanese community were consuming something called nutsedge. And this is a weed or a plant with antibacterial properties, and was able for those people to regulate certain things within their mouth microbiome and really hold tooth decay at bay. So there was almost no dental caries or no cavities seen in this population. And this is in sharp contrast to more modern societies in the industrialized or quote-unquote more developed world, where we are seeing high amounts of sugar and high amounts of dental caries. And that is not to say that the caries is directly and only linked to sugar, but we have definitely seen a shift in our microbiome overall. And there are over 700 different types and species of microbes living in our mouth. And when we shift or we create imbalances within those populations, it inevitably has an effect on our dental health and the health of the tissues within our mouth. Beyond cavities, modern populations have also seen higher rates of gum disease compared to what we've seen in ancestral populations and even ancient populations. The prevalence and the severity of gum disease in our more modern societies shows us that this is also something that can be thought to be linked to changes in the diet, just like dental cavities rates that have gone up. And really what's happening is we are now seeing a diet that has shifted to softer foods, requiring less chewing, requiring less movement of the jaw, and diets that no longer require us to move our overall jaw muscles and the tissues within our mouth in the same way that we have in the past. And our gum and the bone around each one of our teeth, these are supporting structures for our teeth and are required to be under some strain or some stress, just like any other part of your body that you want to develop strength in, if they're going to support the overall health and stability of teeth. And in our modern society, what dentistry does, and we do this with a lot of topical applications, is we fix problems, but don't necessarily get to the root cause of why a problem developed in the first place. So typically, most dentists or most dental offices will offer services like fluoride treatments, sealants, restorative procedures to, in some cases, prevent, but oftentimes fix something that is developed. But the underlying cause for why something would have been created in your mouth, why a disease process exists in the first place, isn't necessarily addressed. So these are all sort of topical band-aid solutions to something that is linked to bigger underlying causes. And with the shift in our overall dental health, a shift in the structure of our teeth and supporting structures like the gums and the bones, what has this done for our overall jaw development, skeletal development, and with that, the aesthetics of our face? It has been shown that our facial structures and our jaw, our skeletal systems and our face have been linked to tooth alignment and a better diet in previous generations or previous populations. So what I mean by this is there was a study done where skeletons were evaluated from different communities in Europe. And this went back all the way from 28,000 to about 6,000 years ago. And the researchers doing the evaluation in this study found that hunter-gatherer populations from this time period had almost no malocclusion or almost no misalignment of their teeth. They didn't have dental crowding. Very few had missing teeth. And the overall skeletal structures that they were seeing were actually much more well-balanced than the skeletal structures that were seen in populations from times closer to ours, meaning that with the diets that the people of this time were consuming, the amount of chewing that they were doing, the amount of exercise their jaws were getting because of the types of food they were eating, actually resulted in the development of fuller lower and upper jaw form, fuller dental arches, and for lack of a better way to describe it, more filled out, more symmetrical facial features. And it's thought that harder diets are actually a stimulant for jaw strength and jaw growth because they require more force to consume. But just like any other part of our body, if you don't use your mouth and your jaw in the way that it was intended to be used, over time you experience atrophy or you experience a shrinking and a weakening of this part of your body. And if that happens long enough, generationally, we actually then throughout time see entire populations of the world that not only function differently, but in some cases also look differently than our ancestors would have. So with our softer, modernized, processed diets that we're now consuming, in comparison to more raw, dense, coarse diets that would have been consumed in the past, we have seen a shift in jaw size. And the space that teeth actually have to come in within our jaw matters, because if you don't have enough space within the jaw, if the jaws aren't growing and developing to the size that they are supposed to be, you end up with crowding and you end up with misalignment. And that's something that is extremely prevalent in children today. There are lots of kids and even adults currently right now who have already been through the process of orthodontics, where basically they had to have their teeth realigned or teeth removed, teeth moved around to create a straight balance of the teeth and aesthetically have straight teeth. But beyond that, it really comes down to the fact that the jaws are not sufficient in size to hold the teeth that are developing. So there is a lot of evidence, including some of the skeletal analysis I've already talked about, that points to the fact that previous populations, the people of these times, had nice full jaws, had enough room for all of their teeth to come in nicely aligned, had enough room for their third molars or their wisdom teeth to come in and be functional. And now most people these days have their wisdom teeth removed. There's just not enough room in the jaw for them to come in. And so once again, we see evidence that with the advent of changes to our diet and the way that we are actually using our mouths, using our jaw, and in a more limited way, providing less exercise, less functional support to our jaw, it's causing this morphological change to our jaws and to our faces. And there was a study done in Nature Communication that explored these skeletal changes and really looked at this from the perspective of an agricultural shift and then an industrial shift and how these things have affect the morphology of our skeletal structure in our head and our face. And in post-agricultural humans, we were seen to have less dense bone overall, particularly around the joints, so around our TMJ joints in the head. And this resulted in not only poor bone formation, but less stability of the joints and smaller jaws overall. So the idea that you may be suffering from TMJ is something that may actually be related amongst many other factors that could be coming into play, but it may be related to the fact that your diet doesn't necessarily support the strength and the development of your TMJ joint in a way that it could or it should if you were eating different types of foods or had consumed different types of foods throughout your life. So once again, because we are not mechanically using our jaws in a way that previous generations and previous civilizations have, we are underfunctioning and we are really not pushing ourselves as fully as we're designed to push ourselves so that we can develop physically and functionally into our highest forms. And so we've gotten really good in modern times at accommodating for these things, like coming up with treatments and solutions that help manage underdevelopment of the jaw, help manage tooth decay, help manage gingivitis, periodontitis. So these issues that have arisen in more modern times that seem to be linked to, in many cases, diet and overall function. But the underlying root cause is that when it really comes down to it, we are not using our mouths, we're not using our jaws to their fullest potential. And over time, over many, many generations, we've seen this shift from really full, well-balanced, healthy skeletal development and facial form and dental form to less than that. Many of us have had braces. Many people have surgery to correct jaw misalignments. Many people have had fillings. Many people have gum disease or periodontal disease. These are all things that have been normalized and are now seen as quite common amongst the general population, which even if you go back 100 years, 150 years, these things in some places didn't even exist. So there is a lot of scientific literature that supports this idea that modern humans have higher rates of dental disease overall, poorer dental health than our ancestors did, less well-proportioned faces and jaws, and that these things have been linked to our agricultural and industrialized diets. And more we are seeing processed foods, convenience foods, soft foods in both forms where we're giving it to our infants and our children and for us as adults. So what are some ways that we can take steps forward to regain some of the strength in our jaws, regain some of the stability that our jaws are supposed to provide for our facial development, and really capture the full potential that was meant for our jaws and meant for our facial form development and aesthetics? Make it a point to consume whole foods. So these are foods that do not come out of a package. They are not processed, not done for you foods, but foods that are as close to nature as you can get. And if you can cook these foods yourself, do so. And that sounds like a lot of work, given the fact that everything up until now has been so convenient, but it takes work to undo hundreds and hundreds of years of these convenience type manifestations that are now showing up in society as a detriment to us, really. The second thing that I would suggest is avoiding additives like sugars or lots of condiments in your foods, because these additional complex processed sugars that are included in these types of additives, not only do they obviously increase your carbohydrate intake, but they shift the microbial populations within your mouth. They shift your overall gut microbiome and obviously your mouth specifically, and create environments that are more acidic and more likely to degrade the tissues in your mouth. So that would be the second thing. Avoid additive sugars overall. Third, I would say chew your food well. Make chewing a very intentional part of your meals. And think of chewing as almost as though it's a workout for your jaw. So that it's something that you are very consciously doing, mindfully doing. And I would suggest chewing each bite of food anywhere from 10 to 15 times, depending on what exactly you're eating. But the intention is to really work your muscles of mastication, or the muscles responsible for you chewing and breaking up food, and to put some force onto the jaw bones themselves, because when the jaws are under force, they're under additional pressure, it creates this necessity within the bone to become more adaptive, become more supportive, and really strengthen itself against the force that you're applying. I hope that this discussion was valuable for you today. If so, please like, subscribe, and share. And let's continue waking up to the truth about our health, vitality, and potential. Because I believe you are meant to become superhuman. Thank you.